this is the final shiur of June's man, I thought perhaps we talk about the sugya of Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. We see a Tisha B'Av happens to fall out on Shabbos. What's the din of a Tisha B'Av Shenidche? Falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidche to Sunday. The Rosh, at the end of Tainus in Simon Lamed Bey, is quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Rabbi Bob Bar Kohen, Omar, Kamei de Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Reb Avo. This is in Simon Lamed Bey's of the Rosh. Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos Shnei Shabbosos Mutar. Rabbi Avo said that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Shnei Shabbosos Mutar, the 2 weeks, not just Shabbos, but the 2 weeks are going to be Mutar. Both the week before Tisha B'Av and the week after Tisha B'Av. Now we know that the Avelis of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av certainly doesn't apply the week after Tisha B'Av, even though Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week. Right? So what Yerushalmi is saying is not only is there no Avelis after Tisha B'Av, the week after the Sunday of Tisha B'Av, Sheninche, but even the previous week. The previous week doesn't have a din of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. That's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. So the Rosh explains, Kevin Shenidcha Tainis at Yom Rishon, Lo Havi Shabbos Shechal Tishba Lios B'Socha. Since the Tainis is Nidcha, it's pushed off to Sunday, so then the previous week doesn't have a din of Shavua Shechal Bo Tishba. This is the Yerushalmi, and that's the way the Rosh seems to pass it. Hagos Maimoni quotes that the Smag disagrees. This is a Hagos Maimoni in Hilchos Tainis Perikei, the end of Os Hei. Nogu Raboseinu Lesa Lesaper Lachabis Kaloso Shavua Avo Bishenidcha La'achar HaShabbos. The minig is that we aser Tasporis and Kibbutz, right? The halachas of Shavua Shechabo of the 9 days, that's aser even if Tisha B'Av falls out after Shabbos, even if it's Nidcha, I should say, after Shabbos. That's what the Hagos Maimoni quotes from the Smag. So it seems to be a machlokas a little bit. Right? Machlokas. So this machlokas, these 2 days are actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Both days, Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tovkuf Nun Aleph Siv Dalet. Bimchal Tisha B'Av B'Yom Rishon O B'Shabbos V'Nichal Achar HaShabbos Muta B'Shtei HaShabbos Az Ben Shekhar Mechanis Ben Shacharav. Perhaps, but Nagu Lesser Kol Shavu Shalafana. Both days, right? The Yerushalmi, Rosh B'Shem Yerushalmi, and the Smag argues with that Yerushalmi. The Minig is not like the Yerushalmi, right? The Minig is to be Machmir. Yerushalmi is Mekel. Says that Shavu Shachav doesn't apply if Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos and it's Nidchet to Sunday. But the Smag says that it does apply. That it is us. All the Dinim of Shavu Shachav will apply the previous week. The Ramah is not Machriya. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the 2 days. Ramah is not Machriya. Why is the Ramah not Machriya? So the answer is, the Minhag Ashkenaz is to apply all the Avelis of Shavua Shechal Bo to the 9 days from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av. So there's no Nafgamina at first glance. What does it matter whether the previous week of Shavua Shechal Bo is part of the 9 days anyway? So all the halachas of the 9 days are going to apply. So there's no Nafgamina Lamaisa L'chora, whether it's Shavu Shechabu or not. That's why the Ramah doesn't say anything. This is what the Sharetzion alludes to. Sharetzion in Sukkot Mem, L'didon ein nafgemina, k'mashakosav arav, d'nogin lesser me Rosh Chodesh, Prima Gadim. The Mishnah quotes from the Prima Gadim that the reason why the Ramah is not machriya between the two shittos is because it's not really nogel so much l'maisa. It's not, seems like it's not nogel l'maisa at all. Because all the dinim of Shavu Shechabo for B'nai Ashkenaz apply throughout the 9 days. So, l'chor, there's really no nafkamina. But the poskim have pointed out that there really is a nafkamina for several halachas. First of all, in terms of shaving, we mentioned that Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that even though one should not shave during the 3 weeks, but b'makom hefsed, a person has to go to work, and he's afraid that if he's unkempt, then they might not treat him properly, he might not get promoted, might get fired. Makom Hefsid, one is allowed to shave. But he's only allowed to shave up until Shavua Shechal Bo. Because Rav Moshe says, Shavua Shechal Bo is Medina de Gemara. Anything that's Medina de Gemara, that we can have a head of a Makom Hefsid. So what would emerge is that it's still important to know what is Shavua Shechal Bo. For the head to shave until Shavua Shechal Bo, it's important to know what is defined as Shavua Shechal Bo. So at first glance, you'd say, well, what's the question? Whenever Tisha B'Av falls out, that's the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. So normally it's not such a nafkemina. Right? We know exactly. I'm saying we know exactly when Shavua Shechalvo is. So, you know, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, it's a big chumrah. It's a big chumrah not to be able to shave the whole week. But if Tisha B'Av falls out on, I don't know, a Sunday or a Tuesday or something like that, so then it's a big chumrah to say that during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks, perhaps there's room to be natural to shave until Shavua Shechalvo. But what's the din? Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidche to Yom Rishon, it's Nidche to Sunday. So what's the Shavua Shechalvo? Is it just Sunday? It's a big chumrah. Or should we say the whole previous week is Shavua Shechalvo Tisha B'Av? That's a big chumrah. It's Nogel Maisa to know how we pass. 2 days in the Mechaber. The Rama is not Machria, but you know it's quite an important issue. Secondly, in terms of the Isser of Bosa V'Yayin, we know that during the 9 days we don't eat meat, we don't drink wine. But b'makom mitzvah it's mutter. If you make a siyum esachlis, then it's permissible. But we pointed out that the Rama has certain guidelines. We don't try to be too extravagant with the suda. We don't try to invite everyone. We just invite relatives or very close friends, not too many people. But the Rama adds in Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud that in Shavua Shechalvo you really should only have a minyan mitzumtzum aside from krovim, only 10 people. And some say it's a minyan mitzumtzum including the krovim. But certainly shouldn't be inviting others. Should make a big meal of lots of friends. Only have a minyan mitzumtzum. Only have 10 friends. That's it. So nochamo, it's important to know when Shavua Shechalvo is. If Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday, so when is Shavua Shechalvo? If Shavua Shechalvo is only on Sunday and it's not the previous week, so then there would be a heter to invite more people to the siyumin that you're going to make. And thirdly, washing big dick tanin. This already is alluded to in the new Mishnah Berurah. They have a footnote here to look later in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Beis. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Beis points out that even though we are machmir, that during the 9 days we don't do laundry, that for ktanim, there's more of a leniency. For younger children, there's more of a leniency to do laundry. But during Shavua Shechalvo, one should be more machmir. At least during Shavua Shechalvo, it's better to be more machmir. So nochamol, it's important to know when Shavua Shechalvo actually comes out, because there might be a heter in terms of washing big dek tanim. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot and Pei Beis is close to Lachai Adam that even we who are machmir not to wash big dek tanim, but maybe one should only be machmir during Shavua Shechalvo. So you see that there might be more room to be mekel if it's not Shavua Shechalvo. So it's important to figure out what haka is Shavua Shechalvo Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shamas, what's the svara of this machlokas? What's the machlokas based on? Whether Shavua Shechalvo and Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shamas and pushed up to Sunday, Shavua Shechalvo is the entire previous week. But we say no, Shavua Shechalvo is only the day of Tisha B'Av. At first glance, misvara, I'd say that. The previous week should be Shavua Shechalvo Tisha B'Av. No, wouldn't you say that? What does Shavua Shechalvo Tisha B'Av sound like to you? The week in which Tisha B'Av is Chal, right? The week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. So when is the 9th of Av? It's on Shabbos. So why wouldn't I call the previous week Shavua Shechalvo Tisha B'Av? So perhaps we can better understand this machlokes based on another machlokes relating to Shavua Shechalvo Tisha B'Av. The next line of the Rosh in Siman Lamed Beis quotes a Tosefta. Chalios Tisha B'Av Shabbos, Ochal Odom Kol Tzorko Mal Al Shulchan Afilu Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaitam, Ve'Enu Monem Me'atzmo Klum. The Tosefta says when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, you can eat whatever you want. Obviously, there's no Isser of Achil and Shasiya. The Dinei Tainas don't apply. You're allowed to eat anything that you want. Ve'Enu Monem Me'atzmo Klum. And the Lashon of the Tosefta is that you don't have to hold yourself back from anything. Vos Meitos from anything. What are you holding yourself back from? It says the Rosh Klomar, She'eno nimna merechitza v'sicha v'tashra shamita v'ein tzarech linov dvarim shol tzino. Says the Rosh, what the Tosefta is telling me is that if Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, no dine avelus, no dine tainus apply to that day at all. Not even dvarim shol tzino. That's the Tosefta. Rabbeinu Meir kosa bilchas avelus shalo. Kosav Hari Mivina, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina says, the Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, Avav Eishan Odochen Oso Ad Lamochar, Oso Ayom Oso B'Tash Shamita. The Rimi Mivina says that when Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, Dvarim shebetzina are no egg on that Shabbos. It's also b'tayin for shamita. I think we met this this discussion a little bit in the Machaber. Right? What does the Rimi Vina say? That the dvarim shebetzina are no egg on tishvav shechalios for Shabbos. Midi dahavi akover meso beregel. Someone who's covers meso on Yom Tov. We push off the Avelis till after Yom Tov. The Issa Tashu Shamita applies on Yom Tov. It's mamish a perfect paradigm, the Rimi Vina says. The Avelis is pushed off until Sunday. The Tainas are pushed off until Sunday, but Dvarim Shebetzina should be noeg on Shabbos. Zok the Rimi Vina, if Tishuvah is Chalios by Shabbos, it should be noeg Dvarim Shebetzina on Shabbos. Right? Even though the rest of the Avelos, the rest of the Dinei Tainus are pushed off until Sunday, but Dvarim Shebetzina should be known, just like Kovres Meso Baregel. What's the Rimi Vina going to do with the Tosefta? He's tough against the Tosefta. He's only a Rishon. He's against the Tosefta. What's he going to do? So Be'emes, this Tosefta, this Bryce is quoted in the Gemara in Tainus, but the end of the Tosefta is not quoted. The Gemara in Tainus and Chavtesa Medeis quotes this halacha of Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabbos, 7 lines in the bottom of Chavtesa Medeis. The Tanya, Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabbos, Ochel V'shoza Kol Tzor, Kol Ma'al Shechon, Afilu Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaitam. Period. No mention of what? V'eino Moneya Me'atzmo Klum. That's left out of the Brice in the Gemara. You see, it's not so clear that that Girsa is necessarily accepted lahalacha. So that's the source of the Rimi Vina. He wasn't convinced from the Tosefta that that his shita is wrong. So he looked at Kovras Meso Baregel and he said that you see, whenever the Avelis is roi to lichava, we push it off. At least Dvarim Shebetzina are going to be knowing now. So the same should be true about Tishuv Shechalios B'Shabbos. We push off the Avelis until Sunday, but Dvarim Shebetzina is still going to be knowing on Shabbos. How do we paskin? So this is a machlokes, the Machaber Amo. Sinan Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yutes. Nimchal Tisha B'av B'Shabbos Muta B'Kulan Afilu B'Tashu Shamita. Zok the Mechaber Muta. Mechaber Paschal is like the Rosh. No Dvarim Shebetzina Noeg. None of the Avelis is Noeg on Tisha B'av. Says there Amav Yeshosim Tashu Shamita B'chein Noeg. Amav quotes the Rimi Vina Sama Noeg in Isu Tashu Shamita that the Dvarim Shebetzina should be Noeg. The question is, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas, the Rimi Vina and the Rosh? Why should I say that when Tisha B'av is Chaliyot B'Shabbos, we are Noeg Dvarim Shebetzina, or maybe we shouldn't be Noeg Dvarim Shebetzina? So the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva in Siman Tov Chav Vav suggests that this machlokas is based on the very nature of how you understand when the tainis of Tisha B'av is nikva in a year in which it's nidchet esadeh. When was the Ikar Kviyas Yom HaTainis? The Rosh assumes that when Tisha B'av is Chaliyos B'Shabbos, the Ikar Yom HaTainis was Nikva on Asiri B'Av. Look, the Gemara says that really Tisha B'av should have been Tisha B'av. The Tainis should have been Nikva on Asiri B'Av, because that's when most of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash took place. But we marked him the Puranos since it began on Tisha B'av in the afternoon, so that's when Chazal would cover the Tainis. But since it's shayach to be koveit on Asiri B'Av as well, so when Tisha B'Av is Chaliyos B'Shabbos, the Rosh assumes the Chazal were okerit from Chi'i B'Av, and they were koveya ba'Asiri B'Av. That's the Iker Yom HaTainis. The Avnei Nezer quotes this from the Tshuvas Rashba. Rashba Mamish writes this beferish in Ostes in the Avnei Nezer in Siman Tov Chavav. Mashishalta b'Tisha B'Av Chaliyos B'Shabbos Mal B'Tashu Shamita. This is in Source 1 of Packet 10. Tshuva nearly she'ein noeg bo shum avelos, da amina malo shachana kasuda shlom b'shaito, da avelos yishana shayni zok de rashba, v'chol shken de legamri akru mechivu kmo asiri. Meikara, yeroi lakovo ba asiri. Meikara really should be kovei ba asiri. So the Tshuva sa rashba says that when Tishba was chalias b'shabes, it taka was nikfa ba asiri. Midvarav nishma zok de avne nezer, she'ein asiri mitzata shlomen, da legamri akru mechivu. When Tishba was chalias b'shabes, Asiri, the tainis shenidcha, is not a tashlumin for the yom atainis of chi. No, the ikar atainis is nikva ba'asiri. Nikva ba'asiri. Ach ledas ha'poskim shanachnu v'nei ashkenaz nigram achareim, zog the Avnei Nezer, chesovrim denoeg zvam shebetzina, Shapir hatam ba'asir mitzvah tashlumin. The Rimi Vina, who says that when Tishrei is chalios b'Shabbos, Dvar Shabbos is not anoy, he holds the Deika Yom HaTainis, even in such a year, is Nikfah b'Tishabav. Aye, but we fast on Asir, but that's just a Tashlumin for Tishabav. So that's why, if the Iker Yom HaTainis is on Tishabav, even if the Avelis is Nikfah to Asiri B'Av, but at least Dvar Shabbos is noy. Just like Regel, covers Mesa b'Regel, the Avelis is Nikfah, but the Dvar Shabbos is noy b'Regel. The same thing here. The Dvarim Shabbat are going to be Noeg B'Shabbos, even if the Avelis is Nidchet Sunday. But the Rosh holds no. The Rosh says Dvarim Shabbat is not Noeg, because he claims, like the Rashba, that when Tishba is Chalios B'Shabbos, the Ikar Yom HaTainis is on Sunday. It's not just a Tashlumin. No, that's the Ikar Yom HaTainis. So it's the Ikar Yom HaTainis. So it doesn't make any sense to be Noeg Dvarim Shabbat on Shabbos. Right? It's not like Kovres Meso Baregel, because Kovres Meso Baregel, the Avelis is really Roy to be Chal Baregel. It's just pushed off. But here it's not Roy to be Chal on Shabbos. It's not just pushed off to Sunday. There's a new Kvias Yom Tainis. The Tainis is Nikva on Sunday. So because the Ikka Tainis is Nikva on Sunday in this year, so then even Vram Shabbat Sin is not going to be Noeg on Shabbos. Yeah?
According to the opinion that says that on Shabbos we're having the Avelis also B'Tzina, would you not be able to learn Talmud Torah?
That's a good shaila, because in Hilchos Avelis there's a Pesachei Tshuva that talks about Talmud Torah, and that defines Talmud Torah as Dvarim Shebitzino. I mentioned earlier that Rechitza might be viewed as Dvarim Shebitzino. You know, doing the extra Rechitza, washing...
putting on deodorant also, like a spray deodorant on Shabbos could be also then, according to...
Well, the order could be Dvarim Shebefer Hesia if you walk around. But Rechitza, the people don't see that you're washing your hands, right? So the idea that an Ovel is not allowed to be Moshe Etzbo B'Mayim, right? Afilu Etzbo B'Mayim, any extra Rechitza, so that's Dvarim Shebetzin, and no one sees that you're washing your hands extra. But I'm not talking about washing your hands if they're dirty. If you go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. Obviously, you can wash your hands. But to do an extra Rechitza, so that could be Dvarim Shebetzin, that might be Usher on Shabbos, if you hold Dvarim Shebetzin as knowing, like the Ramah. Talmud Torah, so it's a machlokas anyway with the Dvarim Shabbat Sinai going to be knowing on Tishrei Shechalios B'Shabbos. So I could be machmir for Talmud Torah. I'm not sure if I would go so far. But Lechorah, it's a good point. The poskim say that in Hilchos Avelis, sometimes we do view Talmud Torah as Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. Maybe if you want, you could be Chozer HaParsha. Right? If you do Shnai Mikra V'Yecha Targum, that's mutter. It's Seder Hayom. You can learn Dvarim Haroyim if you want in the afternoon, learn a little bit about Eicha, learn the Gemaras and Gittin. I mean, there is what to learn, you know, so maybe it's better to learn things that you can learn on Tisha B'Av anyway, to obviate the problem. It's a good Ha'ara, but for someone who really wants to learn something else, he doesn't want to learn Dvarim Haroyim, and he finished Shnai Mekavecha Targum in Shavua Shechalva. He's a little bit ahead. So perhaps there's room to be Mekel, that maybe he can learn regular Inyana. Yes?
But we pass the last chance to pass like the Ramah. It's not about like the machlokas, yeah. But we pass like the Ramah that we are knowing.
I understand, but it's only a minute to be machmer. And the Makom Talmud Torah could be that the Ramah was not. The Ramah is not talking about Talmud Torah, by the way. They only mention Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. It really talks about Tashmish. It's really the Rimi Vina, which is the source of the Ramah. He asks his Tashmish. He doesn't mention Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. Even though the Nusach. No, the Ramah mentions Tashmish Amita. He doesn't even talk about Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. We call it Dvarim Shabbat Sinai because that's what it's always called in Halacha. But it could be it's a Chumrah of Tashmish Amita, but it might not even relate. Maybe it wouldn't relate to Rechitza either. It's not such a big Chumrah not to do extra washing. But for Talmud Torah, I don't know if I would go so far. So it could be that the Avnei Nezer's explanation for the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rimi Vina, as to whether Dvarim Shabbat Sinai Noeg on Tishrei Shechalios B'Shabbos, can help explain the other Machlokas that we had as well. Machlokas as to whether when Tishrei Shechalios B'Shabbos is the previous week viewed as Shavua Shechal B'Tishrei or not. The Smag might hold that when Tishrei Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Ikar Yom HaTainis is Nikva B'Chi. It's still B'Chi. Every year it's on Tishrei. It's on the 9th of Av. It's just Nidcha. It's Nidcha to Sunday. We fast on Sunday as a Tashlumin for Chi. It says the Smag, if even this year it's Nikva B'Chi, so then it makes sense that the previous week is going to be Shavua Shechabot Tishabav. Then you'll have to be Machmir in all of the halachas of Shavua Shechabot Tishabav. You won't be allowed to shave, and you won't be allowed to have more than a minyan mitzumtzum for your siyum. You want to have basa, right? If you want to have basa v'yayin, and the kibbutz big day ketanim might also be asa, because you have to assume that the previous week is Shavuot Shachavot Tishva, because the tainus is nikva v'yom chi, even when Tishva v'schalios v'shabbos. That's the sheet of the sman. What is the rush hold? The rush is Yerushalmi, perhaps is assuming that when Tishva v'schalios v'shabbos, then the tainus is not nikva v'chi. They will legamri oka the tainus, like the Rashba says, from chi and put it by Assyrian. So they put it by Assyrian, it's not just the tashlumin, but they put it by Assyrian. Then the mitaka makes sense that the previous week is not Shavuot Shachavot Tishva. It's Shavuot Shachavot Tishva, but it's not Shavuot Shachavot HaTainus Shal Tishva. Because the Iker Tainus is Nikva Ba'asiri in such a year that that Tishva V'schalios B'Shabbos. So it comes out, the Rosh L'Shitasa, right? The Rosh who quotes the Yerushalmi, who says that it's not going to be Shavuot Shachavot, he says that Tashva Shemit is going to be Mutter on Tishva V'schalios B'Shabbos. Because he claims, like the Rashba, that whenever Tishva V'schalios B'Shabbos, the Tainus is completely Nekar from Chi, and it's put Ba'asiri. So that makes sense. There's no Avelis on Shabbos whatsoever. The Avelis is completely pushed off to Sunday, because it's not just pushing, it's Nikva on Sunday. It's not just a Tashlum, it's Nikva Mamish on Sunday. So there's no Dvam Shabbat Sin on Shabbos, and the previous week is not going to be viewed as Shavuot Shachavot Tishva. Questions? Okay. It sounds like a beautiful Mahalach. Misvara really is a beautiful Mahalach. But there are problems with it. There are problems in its application, lahalocha, the way that the Mechaber passes. Maybe in the Rishonim, in the Rush, it works out very beautifully. But the question is, does the Mechaber hold this way? Because we know the Mechaber took stands on both issues. So we have to figure out, what's the sheet of the Mechaber? The Mechaber quotes two days when it comes to Shavuot Shachavot Tishabav, and Tishabav is Chalios B'Shabbos. When it comes to Dvaram Shabbosinah, to Tashri Shamita, the Mechaber is Mekah. But there's a third Mechaber. There's a third sheet of the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Tes, writes, what happens if there's a bris on a Tisha B'Av Shenidchen? Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Tes. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos V'Nidchel Yom Aleph, Bal Bris Mispal El Mincha Ba'od Yom Godol V'Rochetz V'Eino Mashlam Tanisam. Levishayomtuv Shalohu. Rabbeinu Yaivitz. Maisa B'Reb Yaivitz, the two quotes. One of the Rishonim. And the Mechaber quotes it. That if someone is a Baal Bris, that means Avi HaBen, the Sandik. Right? He's a Baal Bris. The mother, the Moyel, Mishnah Berurah says, right? Bechlal ze Avi HaBen ve'imo ve'hamoyel ve'hasandik. Avalo hamachnis v'hamotzi, not the kfater. Okay, it's good to be a kfater, but it's not going to help you here. Okay, so the parents, the moil and the sandik, it's yom tov shalohem. So it sounds like they do fast a little bit, but they're not mashlim tanisim. They're not mashlim tanisim. What does that mean? The shayla poskim, whether they have to fast until mincha katana, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, quotes many achronim who say that after mincha gedola, say Aneinu and Mincha Gedola after Chatzos, and then it's mutter for them to eat. They're not mashlon tanisim. Yom Tov Shalahem. It's Yom Tov Shalahem. So they can be rochets, they can wash themselves. They don't have to be mashlon with tainis. What do you see from this Mechaber? You see from this Mechaber that he understood that a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha is more called than a typical tainis. He doesn't say that a Baal Bris doesn't have to be mashlon tanisim on a regular Tisha B'Av. It's only a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. It was supposed to be on Shabbos as Nilcha the Sunday, so there the Baal Bris can be Rochex, doesn't have to be Mashlam Tanisam. The impression you get is that on a regular Tisha B'Av, you wouldn't be able to break the fast early. So you see that the Mechaber assumes that a Tisha B'Av Shenilcha is more kal than a regular Tisha B'Av. So Al Karchach, it doesn't sound like he holds that Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos that's Nilcha to Sunday, you're fasting on Sunday as a Tashlumin. Excuse me, it doesn't sound like he holds that the tainus was nikva be'ikar on Sunday. It sounds like it's only a tashlumin. It's somehow a lower level. It's a lower level. And because it's a lower level, that's why the Baal Bris doesn't have to be mashlum tanisam. That's clearly what the Mechaber seems to assume. The Tisha B'Av Shenidcha is a lower level. It's only a tashlumin. And that's why the Baal Bris doesn't have to be mashlum tanisam. The problem is that flies in the face of what the Mechaber said, that Dvarim Shebetzina are not knowing on Shabbos. Dvarim Shebetzina are not knowing on Shabbos. It sounds like they legamri were okay the Tainis from Shabbos to Sunday, like the Rashba. But that's the Ikka Yom of the Tainis. That's the Ikka Yom of the Tainis. Maishna this Tisha B'Av from any other Tisha B'Av. Maishna this Tainis from any other Tainis of Tisha B'Av. That the Baal Bris has to be Mashlam Tanisim. It's the Chastir in the Mechaber. It could be that the Pshat of the Adonezer works out nicely within the Rosh himself, but now I want to figure out where the Mechaber fits in. How does the Mechaber paskin? The Mechaber has steerus within him. It's not so clear that the Mechaber really is paskining like the Adonezer's Lomdus. So Mechaber, you get mixed signals. On the one hand, he says that Varm Shevetzin is Mutter, which according to the Adonezer would seem to imply that Legamri Akru Machi V'Ukmu Abasiri, that the Ikkei Yom HaTainis is on Sunday, when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos. And yet, the Mechaber paskins that the Baal Bris, when Tisha B'Av is Nincha, the Baal Bris is allowed to break his face. That's not to be Mashlam Tanisa, which would seem to imply that this Tainis is only a Tashlumin for Chi. That's Kasha number one. What's more, if the Mechaber held that when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, the Ikka Kviyas Yom HaTainis is on Sunday, so then why does he bring the Smag B'Chlal? Why does he bring two days about this rule of Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av? You should quote the Yerushalmi, just quote the Rosh, that's it, that's your man, right? That's your sheet. If the Mechaber, we take the Mechaber seriously, that Dvarim Shebetzina is Mutter, so the Lagamri were okay, the Tainis from Chi, and they put it by Assyrian this year, so there is no Tainis on Shabbos. So if that's the case, then you're paskening like a Rosh, that the previous week is not Shavuot Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av. So just say it. Say the magic word. Why does he have to bring the smag? He brings both days. The fact that the Mechaber brings both days would seem to imply the Machlokas, the Rosh, and the smag is not revolving around this issue, because if it were revolving around this issue, it's Mamash Astira. Like, what's he doing? He quotes only one Shita by Dvarim Shevetzina, and yet, in terms of defining what is Shavuot Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av, he quotes both Shitas. So that seems a little strange. Too cautious against the Mechaber. Astira from the din of Baal Bris and Simon Tovkov Nuntes, which implies that when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, it's only a Tashlumin on Sunday. And Stam Akasha that we had before two Mechabers, two issues, defining Shavuot Shachal Bo and Dvarim Shevetzina on Shabbos. Regarding Dvarim Shevetzina on Shabbos, the Mechaber paskins. He paskins like the Rosh. There is no Tainus on Shabbos, and Dvarim Shevetzina is Mutter. And yet, regarding the definition of Shavuot Shachal Bo, he quotes both Shitas. So why is he doing this? He's straddling both sides of the fence. So perhaps the answer is that really, maybe the Mechaber holds that both Shitas, both the Rosh and the Smag, assumed that when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, the Ikur Yom HaTainis is on Chi. There's no special Kviyas Yom HaTainis in such a year. It's not Nikfa Ba'asiri just because you can't fast on Shabbos. No, even when it's Chal Yos B'Shabbos, it's Nikfa B'Chi. That's the Ikur Yom HaTainis. Aye, why does the Mechaber hold that Dvarim Shebetzina are not knowing? Why is Dvarim Shebetzina not knowing on that Shabbos? That's the Ikur Yom HaTainis. But why shouldn't it be knowing? So maybe the answer is that we find that regarding Avelis Yishana, regarding the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, the 3 weeks, we find that Chazal are mekel by Dvarim Shebetzina in general. For the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, we're generally mekel for Dvarim Shebetzina. What does that mean? Not just Dvarim Shebetzina of Tashrish Hamidah, but issues of Tzina, Avelis of Tzina. What do I mean? Tosis in Yevamos on that Mem Gimel on the base quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who makes a very interesting statement. We find regarding the 9 days that the Gemara in Yevamos there on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, I know this is not what Yevamos is famous for, but the Gemara in Yevamos on Mem Gimel Amid Beis quotes a braisa that distinguishes between erisin as opposed to masa umatam. Erisin, doing erisin, right, the beginning of the marriage process, kiddushin, and business, right, that from right, we are engaged in business less. When it comes to Erisin, it's still a heter. A Tisha B'Av itself, we wouldn't do Erisin. But even during Shavuot Shachal Bo, during the 9 days, that's Erisin is permissible. Erisin would be permissible. Sudas Erisin, the Mechaber said, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sivbeis. Merish Chodesh Aratainis Matim Maso Matim Mavinyin Shal Simcha, etc. Ve'enos and Sudas Erisin Aval Le'oreis Belo Su'uda Mutter. He says even B'tish of itself Shalo Yikad Menu Acher, we're afraid someone else will chop her up. I don't know if we go so far. I have to get engaged on Tisha B'Av. He's talking about more than just engagement. He's not talking about tonight. He's talking about Eris and Mamish. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to be talking about. So what comes out? What during the 9 days, we have less involvement in business, but Erisin is permissible. What's the chilek between the two? So Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by Tosus in Yevamos and Daf Gimel on the base, the difference is the Avelis of the 9 days, the Avelis of Shavuot, Shachar, Tisha B'Av, that's an Avelis de Rabbim. So there we're afraid that if someone is going to be Osik B'Maso Matan B'Rabbim, it'll look like he's being Mezalzel in the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, in the Avelis on Churban Beis HaMikdash. Lashon of Tosfos is, Avelis de Rabbim Yesh La'ach Mitfele Inin Maso Matan Me'Avelis Ni'ochid. Maso Matan Shu Dovah Shofar Esya Im Yasku B'Prakmatya Kol Hayom Yavo'u V'yomu Shechoshen Lehis Abel Al Yerushalayim. V'lo Domi La'erison She'ena La'sho'achas. Erison, what's Erison? Sho'achas. It's not so long. It's not so involved. People are not going to see it. They're not going to see it. It's a quick thing. You see that the idea is that the Avelis and Churban Beis HaMikdash were afraid of things that are B'far Hesya, but not things that are B'tzinim. We're less concerned about things that are B'tzinim. So you could say that maybe that's what the Mechaber had in mind as well. This is what the Gaon in the Bir Agur writes in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sivkot Nchot. There on that Mechaber. Why does the Mechaber say that when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabes, Dvarim Shebetzinim are not Noi? What's the Svara? Not because when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabes, they were Oker, the Yom HaTainis, to Sunday. No, the Tainis is on Shabbos. But Dvarim Shebetzinim, we're not so fahitzed about Dvarim Shebetzinim by the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, because no one's going to know about it. So if no one's, it's just a private affair. It's a private matter. That's not what the Avelis of Tisha B'Av is all about. Avelis Yishana, we're afraid of Dvarim Shebet Farahesya, that people are going to see that they don't care about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're concerned about. So even on Tisha B'Av itself, we'll be makel by Avelis Betzina, not on Tisha B'Av Mamish. Chas v'shol. Right? We're not going to be makel on Tashra Shamita and Tisha B'Av itself. But if Tisha B'Av itself falls out on Shabbos, it's already more of a reason to be Mekel. For the Avelis B'Tzina, for the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, will be Mekel on Dvarim Shebet Tzina. Not because the Tainus is Nekar to Asiri B'Av, but because for the Avelis Yishon of Tisha B'Av in general, we're more Mekel for Dvarim Shebet Tzina. In Yonim B'Tzina, not Tashra Shamita alone, but other in Yonim of Tzina. Like Erisin, right? As opposed to Masa Umatan. So similarly, with Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, there's more room to be Mekel, so that's perhaps why the Mechaber will say that Dvarim Shebet Tzina are going to be Mutter. But not because he holds that the Tainus is Nekar to Asir B'Av when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos. So how do we explain the other Rosh, though? The Rosh is Yerushalmi. The Mechaber quotes the 2 days, the Rosh and the Smag. What's that Machlokas? Now that we've reinterpreted the Mechaber to say that even the Mechaber holds that when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, the Iker Yom HaTainis is on Chi, but we fast on Sunday as a Tashlumin for Chi. Right? So that's the Pshat in the Mechaber. Now we explain Dvarim Shebet Tzina. So then, how do we understand the 2 days, the Rosh is Yerushalmi and the Smag, about defining Shavuot Shachar Bo Tisha B'Av? We said Lechora, the Pshat in the Rosh for Shem Yerushalmi, is that when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, the Tainis is Nekar, and it's Nikvan on Yom Rishon. If you said that the Mechaber doesn't hold like that, and yet he quotes the Rosh, so what's going on? Well, why should he quote the Rosh about the definition of Shavuot Shachar Bo? If when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, the Iker Yom HaTainis is still Nikva V'Yom Rishon, so then Lechora the previous week should be viewed as Shavuot Shachar Bo. So maybe the answer is along the lines of what the Rav wanted to suggest. This is published in the Masorah magazine, the OU Masorah magazine, in Chelik Vav, page Chavtes. The Rav suggested that maybe the Mechaber, the Rosh, and the Smag about defining Shavuot Shachar Bo when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos is unrelated to when the Iker Yom HaTainis is. They both hold it. Ikayom HaTainis is on Tisha B'Av. It's on Chi'i every year. Every year it's B'Chi'i. Right, so why does the Rosh hold that when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, the previous week is not Shavuot Shachava? So Dr. Rav, it's because the Rosh has a certain understanding of the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava. The Rosh assumes that the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is not a Niyug Avelus B'Fnei Atzma. It's not a separate Avelus from Tisha B'Av. It's a hemshech to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av itself. It's a hemshech. It's a backwards hemshech, if you will. Right? It's not that Tisha B'Av starts and then we extend that to after Tisha B'Av. But it's a backwards hemshech. We start with Shavuot Shachava, and that leads into Tisha B'Av. It's an Avelus that has a hemshech to it. There's a continuity to it. It's not that we have two dinim. There's the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava and the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. And they're different. They're two different halachas, two separate halachas. No. Rosh holds it's a hemshech to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. So it's a hemshech to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. That will explain why the Rosh holds that if the practical Avelus of Tisha B'Av is only on Sunday, even if the Yom HaTainis is on Shabbos, that doesn't matter. Because if the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is an extension of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, then it's linked to when the Avelus of Tisha B'Av applies b'fo'el, when it's practiced practically. It's practiced actually. So if the Avelus of Tisha B'Av is Nibchet to Sunday, then the previous week can't be Shavuot Shachava. Not because the Yom HaTainis, the day of Tisha B'Av, is not Nikva on Shabbos. No, it is Nikva on Shabbos. But practically, there's no Avelus that's practiced on Shabbos, right? It's only practiced on Sunday. So if the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is an extension of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, then it's linked to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. It's linked to the practical application of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, the Nihug itself. So if the Nihug is only going to be on Sunday, then you can't have a Shavuot Shachava the previous week. What is the Smag hold? Smag will say that the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is a separate Avelus, it's a separate din from the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. So if they're separate dins, so then we can understand why even if the Avelus of Tisha B'Av and Shavuot Shachava, when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, the Avelus is on Sunday, the previous week still is going to be viewed as Shavuot Shachava Tisha B'Av. Because what is the Shem Shavuot Shachava Tisha B'Av based on according to the Smag? It's not based on the practical Nihug Avelus of Tisha B'Av. It's based on the Yom HaTainis. Right? Because the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is separate from the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. So it's not linked to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. It's linked to the Yom HaTainis of Tisha B'Av. The Yom HaTainis is Shabbos. As long as the Yom HaTainis of Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, so then the previous week is going to be Shavuot Shachava Tisha B'Av. Shavuot Shachava Yom HaTainis of Tisha B'Av. Right? Even though the Avelus is practically observed on Sunday, according to the Smag, that doesn't matter because the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is not related to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. I mean, it's similar, but Al Pidin, it's not viewed as one unit. Right? As a continuum. It's viewed as a separate Avelus. If it's a separate Avelus, then perhaps we can say it's not linked to the observance of Avelus of Tisha B'Av, but rather it's linked to the Yom HaTainis. If the Yom HaTainis is Nikva on Chi'i, even with Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, so then Shavuot Shachava Tisha B'Av is linked to that Yom HaTainis. Even the previous week, we'll talk about Shavuot Shachava Tisha B'Av. Okay, so based on this vart of the Rav, we have a new understanding, a new way to look at the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Smag. Not like the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer's pshat in the Machlokas Rishonim about Dvarim Shebetzinah. To extrapolate from that to defining when Shavuot Shachava is Chal, when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos. Then, no, a different mahalach. Maybe everyone holds that when Tisha B'Av is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, the Tainis is Jul Nikva B'Chi'i. But the Machlokas, the Smag and the Rosh, is whether the Avelus of Shavuot Shachava is a separate Avelus or it's actually linked to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. What's the nafkamina lemaisa between our two understandings of the Mechaber, our two understandings of when the Yom HaTainis of Tisha B'Av is actually Nikva, when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos? Is it Nikva really on Sunday, or is it Nikva on Shabbos, even on such a day, and the Tainis on Sunday is only a Tashlum, and it's only Nidcha, right? Like the Poshim Shat in the Mechaber. It's only Nidcha, it's like a Tashlumin. Tashlumin, two ways to look at the Tainis. This year's Tainis, right? Is it only a Tashlumen on Sunday for the Yom HaTainis of Shabbos? Or no, it's... They were Oker it from Chi, they put it by Asiri, the Ikka Yom HaTainis is on Sunday. What's an Afkamina? Afkamina Lamais, that's really Nogaya. Chole, Muberesh in it. Muberesh Yesh Lo Mechush. The Bir Halacha quotes Yub Ki Ve'ege B'Shem L'Shvus Yaakov that a Muberes, someone who's a pregnant lady, not just a Muberes, that's an example, but a Chole also... Sheyesh lo mechush ktsas. Does she have to be mashlim the tainus on a tishah b'av shenidcha? Does she have a din of a bal bris or not? On that mechaber in tavkuf l'ntes siftes, eno mashlim taniso zok debir alocha v'chem b'cholik ktsas umuber sheyesh lo mechush ktsas mutarim lecha chidusha kivege b'shem shuvah shvus Yaakov. The shvus Yaakov is mekel that a chole sheyesh lo mechush nad. Mechush means that he feels something. She feels some kind of weakness. She can eat. Now, what does it mean she can eat? The stomach like the balbris. She doesn't have to be mashlam tanisa. I mean, of course, it, you know, if she's besakana, she can eat. There's no question. But she does have to fast a little bit. If it's only yesh ba mechush, then it sounds like she doesn't have to be mashlam tanisa. She should fast in the morning. But if she feels, even a little bit weakness, a weakness that normally she would continue fasting on Tisha B'Av, the Shvus Yaakov says that in a Tisha B'Av Shenicha there is room to be mekel. Because if a Baal Bris doesn't have to be Mashlam Tanish, so then Muberi Sheyesh Lo Mechus and a Chole Ktsas Sheyesh Lo Mechus, they don't have to be Mashlam Tanisa because we can be mekel on a Tisha B'Av Shenicha. That's the Shvus Yaakov Shita. Not all Achronim Paskin like this. There's a Beis Meir, Eish Lavram of Buchach. There are different Paskin that disagree and claim that Tisha B'Av Shenicha is no different. They're not like a Baal Bris. Look, if they have to eat, they have to eat. But we know that a Chol Shein Bo Sakana has to fast on Tisha B'Av. So Chol Shein Bo Sakana, there's no heter. If we think they're gonna come with their Sakana, then of course there's a heter. But Chol Shein Bo Sakana is supposed to push themselves. They shouldn't. The answer is they shouldn't go to shul. They shouldn't. A pregnant lady should stay home. She should drink a lot. Can take her Powerade, Gatorade, whatever it is before the time is. Make sure she drinks a lot. She's hydrated appropriately, and she should stay home, air-conditioned room, and she should rest. So she should try to fast as much as she can. Of course, if she gets dehydrated, then of course she could break her fast, no question. If she, we feel that she's not going to be able to make it, so then, of course, it's mutter for her to eat. But a Chol Shein Bo Sakana and a regular Tisha B'Av are really supposed to push themselves. What the Shvus Yaakov is saying is that if Tisha B'Av is nidcha, then there's room to be mekel. If yesh lahem mechush ktsas, then there might be room to be mekel. So l'chora, this issue should be dependent on how we look at Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. If when Tisha was Chalios B'Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Yom Rishon, we look at it as though the Ikar Yom HaTainis is on Yom Rishon, so then how can you make it? It's the same stringency as a regular year, it's just a different day, different calendaric day. But if you assume that when Tisha B'Av is Nidcha to Yom Rishon, then the Ikar Yom HaTainis really still is on Tisha B'Av, it's on Chi'i, but we fast on Asiri only as a tashlumin for chi, so then we can understand that it's more lenient, it's more kal. And if it's more kal, so then we should be mekel for the chol shein bo sakana that has the mechush ktsas as well. Now the impression you get from the mechaber, I mean the mechaber is mekel for the bal bris, it sounds like he holds that the tisha b'av shenidchem is just the Torah's tashlumin. So for Muveres, Sheyesh Lo Mechush, and for a Cholik Tzas, Sheyesh Lo Mechush, the Chor, it sounds like the Shvus Yaakov should be right, according to the Mechad. Put two and two together. Right? If it's only a Tainis, B'Toras Tashlumen, then perhaps there should be room to be Mechel. They quote a Ritva. The Bir Halacha quotes a Ritva. Let's say you have a Chosn during Shivas Yimei HaMishneh for one of the other Tainios. A Chosn gets married before Tainis Esther, or he gets married before Asara B'Teves. Some Gedai, I don't think, I guess if he gets married before Rosh Hashanah. Okay. It's not so common. I mean, they get married the week before. I guess it could happen. It could happen. If he gets married, I don't know, 3 or 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. What are you going to do with the Sheva Brachas on Rosh Hashanah? It's a little mud. Okay, whatever. But if he gets married before Asara B'Teves, or before Tainis Esther, what does the Chosin do? So the Bir Halacha quotes him, they refer that the Chosin has to fast. That lo osi regel diyachi v'dachi avelus derabim v'dachi tainis derabim. So the Ritva claims that when it comes to shar tainios, he does have to fast. And yet the Mechaber paskens that by a bal bris, he does have to be mashlam tanis by Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. So you see clearly that the Tisha B'Av Shenidcha is more kal than even shar tzomos. Right? It's more kal than shar tzomos. The chassan has to fast even though it's yom tov shalom. But by Tisha B'Av Shenicha, the Mechaber seems to be Mekel.
When you have to fast anyways?
I'm sorry?
When you have to fast anyways?
Who?
Chosn?
Shiva Simei HaMishta, the week of Sheva Brachas after the wedding. I'm not talking about the day of the wedding.
After.
Right.
Well, what would be the Havmin for him not to fast?
To say that it's a Yom Tov Shalom. It's his Yom Tov. If the Baal Bris doesn't have to be Mashlam Tani, so why should the Chosin have to be Mashlam? Right? The answer is the Chosin, those Tanias are different. Right? I wouldn't say that a Baal Bris wouldn't have to be Mashlam Tani, so, you know, in one of the other Tanias. Well, let's say the Chosin got married before Shivasu B'Tamas. That could happen. Right? A Bris falls out on Shivasu B'Tamas. I wouldn't say that the Baal Bris doesn't have to be Mashlam Tani, so, if it's not a Shivasu B'Tamas Shenidchen. If it's not a Shivas of a Tamash, right? So it would seem as though the Machaber is assuming that a Tisha B'av Shenichah is very lenient. It's more lenient than the other Tzomo. So it's very mistabit to say that a Cholash Yesh Lo Mechosh Ktsas might have room to be Mekel, that he doesn't have to be Mashlam Taniso on a Tisha B'av Shenichah. Okay. Questions? The final question that I'd like to address about Tisha B'av Shenichah B'Shabbos is, when do we make Havdalah? Or do we make Havdalah if Tisha B'av is Chalios B'Shabbos? Forget about when, but do we do it? So, this is a Bahag. Comment of the Bahag that the Rosh at the end of time is the Ran. Both of them quote. The Inyan Havdalah Kishachal Tisha B'av Lios Motzei Shabbos. Turn to page 14 in the Gemara packet, the last page of the Ran. There's a machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim. How long do you have to make Havdalah during the week? Let's say you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Do you have Kol Hayom Kulo, or do you have Kol HaShabbos Kulo? Meaning the first 3 days of Shabbos. The first 3 days are Nigrar after the previous Shabbos. Right? Kame Shabbos, Basar Shabbos, and Kame Shabbos. 3 days of our Nigra are dragged after the previous Shabbos, and the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are connected to the coming Shabbos. So it says the Ram, we passed in that Mabda Vahole Kalayom Kulo, you only have until the end of Sunday, the Sulo. So it says the Ram, Kishachal Tishabab B'Motzei Shabbos, Ein Mabdin L'Kalam. You don't make Havdalah? We don't make Havdalah. That's the Ran Shita. Havdalah Bahag Zal Kosa, but the Bahag says no. Shavabi. Shehavdala ain't la tashlum in elakolayom. Even though he agrees, Havdala only has tashlum in kolayom. Him and the iyash shalahavdala b'matzei Shabbos, mavdala b'matzei Tisha B'Av. Because you can't make Havdala matzei Shabbos because it's Tisha B'Av. You can't drink from the coast. You can be mavdala b'tfila, right? But to be mavdala on a coast, that you can't do when Tisha B'Av is chaliyot b'Shabbos and if nidcha to Sunday. I mean, this would be true even if Tisha B'Av is not nidcha, even if Tisha B'Av fell out on Sunday. It's the same halacha. You can't make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos. So Zog the Bahag Achidish, if you can't make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, make Havdalah Matzei Tisha B'Av. Matzei Tisha B'Av, you should make Havdalah. Since EF Shalahavdah B'Matzei Shabbos, you can still make Havdalah Matzei Tisha B'Av. That's the Bahag Shita. That's the Bahag Shita. So, yes?
The only problem with making Havdalah on the coast, if you say during tefillah, is eating and drinking. So you're not eating and drinking anyway, so what would be?
You're not allowed to make Havdalah ala kos if you're not going to drink from the... You're not supposed to make Havdalah ala kos if you're not drinking
during
from
the
coast.
Week, like,
look, you could be...
I'm saying on a regular week, like this Motzei Shabbos, I don't make Havdalah on the coast, and I just can't eat or drink.
Right.
So same thing here, you're not worried about eating or drinking.
But there's a mitzvah to make Havdalah on a kos. There is a mitzvah. Chazal and Misaki should make Havdalah on a kos too. Right? So the question is, how do we negotiate Tisha B'Av? That's the issue. How do we negotiate the mitzvah of Havdalah Lakos when Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, or when it's Chal B'Yom Rishon? Yes.
What do we
vote? Oh, so just 1 second. So you should know the Ramban does quote another sheet. The Ramban says you should make Havdalah and give it to a Tina. Give it to a young child. Look, during Shavuot Shabbos, during the 9 days, we have that minute. Right, that we give it to a tinok who is a bar chinuch for Havdalah, but not a bar chinuch to be mesabel in the Beis Hamikdash. So Maishna here, we should do the same thing. A tinok that's a bar hochi for Havdalah, but not to fast on Tisha B'Av. Right, so we should give it to the tinok. So the Ramban says he's not so sure that you should do that because Dil Masi Lemisrach. Maybe he'll get used to. He'll remember that he drank from the Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, and he'll forget that on Tisha B'Av you're not supposed to eat. You know, You'll run into trouble.
You can't say the same thing by
it's not as chomer. That's the point. If he's going to drink and eat on Tishba, that's much more chomer. So if people get into the habit of eating and drinking on Tishba, we're afraid that they might not fast. That's more chomer than the 9 days. So Zok the Ramban, he thinks that you don't make Havdalah. When Tishba is Chalios B'Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah at all. Like the Ran, you don't make Havdalah. And the Ramban says it makes a lot of sense. He says because the Gemara in Baruch says, B'tchila kva'uha b'tfila. Originally Chazal were koveh Havdalah in tfila. Heshiru, then Klal Yisrael became more wealthy, kahu ala kos, then they were koveh ala kos. Hanu, then Klal Yisrael became poorer. Heshiru, I'm sorry, I skipped. Hanu kva'uha b'tfila. Hanu, they were koveh back in tfila. So they were going back and forth, back and forth. So they left it in both, that you do it ala kos, you do it b'tfila. But Zok the Ramban. Ein lecha anius gadol mizeh shel tishuv shekol Yisrael merudim heim. All of Klal Yisrael are like aniyim merudim on tishuv. So we leave it like the ikar takana that we make Havdalah b'tfila and not ala kos. Tishuv is a time that we're all aniyim, we're all poor spiritually, if you will. So we leave it with the ikar takana that you make Havdalah b'tfila and that's it. There's no Havdalah on a kos b'chlal, says the Rambam. Against the Bahag. Bahag says we make Havdalah Matzei Tishuv. And that's how we pass it. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. We do make Havdalah Matzei Tisha B'Av. Tov Kuf Nun Vav. Leil Tisha B'Av Shechal Be'echa V'Shabbos Kishira Aner Omer Borei Ma'ori Ha'esh. We'll make a bracha on the Ner before Kina, before Eicha. Right? We'll make a bracha on the Ner. Hey Mevarech Ala B'Samin, but you don't make a bracha on B'Samin. And then once you miss that Matzei Shabbos, we're not going to make a bracha on B'Samin Matzei Tisha B'Av. So we do make Havdalah Matzei Tisha B'Av like the Bahag. So the question is, can we understand the Shita of the Bahag? Two kashas against the Bahag. But this will close. Two kashas against the Bahag. First of all, the Bahag himself says that he paskins that if you don't make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, you have until the end of Sunday. That's the Zman that you have. So Vusep is, for Tisha B'Av, we extend the time. You have until the end of Sunday normally, but I'll give you a dispensation. You can make Havdalah on Thursday. No one would think of that. Thursday is outside of the Zman. So Tishba is also, Sunday night is also outside the Zman. If you paskin that the Zman to make Havdalah only extends until the end of Sunday, then how could you make Havdalah Matzei Tishba on Sunday night? It's after the Zman. It's like making Havdalah on Thursday. How can that be? That's kasha number one. So this kasha the Bahag himself addresses. And he tries to answer. He says, look, really, Me'ikar Adin, we should be Mekel, that you should have Tashlumin for Kol HaShabbos, meaning have Tashlumin until Wednesday, for the extra 3 days. That's what the Bahag says. Me'ikar Adin, you really should be able to have that Tashlumin. I said, why don't we give it to you? He says, because a person who hasn't made Havdalah the entire first day of the week, he's like a poshaya, negligent. It took a whole day? A whole day? Okay, Matzei Shabbos, something came up, you couldn't make Havdalah, fine. You couldn't make Havdalah the whole Sunday. You can't make Havdalah the whole Sunday. It's not the Bahag. The reason why we don't give you the right to do Tashlumin, to make Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday, that's because we look at you as a Poshaya. And that's a general rule. Whenever we have a halacha of Tashlumin, if you're a Poshaya, if you're amazed, we don't give you the opportunity for Tashlumin. A person misses davening, he forgot to daven, so he has an opportunity to make up the tefillah in the following Zman. But that's only if he was ta'ah, if he was a shogeg, he forgot, he made a mistake. But if he's a posheya, if he's a mazid, then we're not going to give him the opportunity. Zok the Bahag, generally, if someone doesn't make Havdalah a whole Sunday, he's a posheya. So that's why we don't give him the opportunity of Tashlumin after that. But Tisha B'Av, what kind of a posheya is it? He can't make Havdalah, he can't drink. So if he's not a posheya, we'll give him the opportunity for Tashlumin, Matzei Tisha B'Av. That's what the Bahag says. Then don't get me wrong. The reason why I say that you can only be Mavdil on Sunday, the maximum limit is Sunday. It's not because that's the only Zman to make Havdalah. No, Me'ikra, then you really should be able to make Havdalah on the other days as a Tashlumin. But if you went all Sunday without Havdalah, that's like a Poshea. That's like a negligence. So we don't give you the opportunity for Tashlumin. That doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. There you can't make Havdalah Matzei. You can't make Havdalah all of Tisha B'Av, so that's why we give you the opportunity to make Havdalah Matzei Tisha B'Av. That's one kasha. That's one kasha, and that's the answer that the Bahag gives. But the Ramban asks a different kasha. Ramban says, even if you'll assume that you really, Me'ikar Adin, should be able to make Havdalah for a few days after Sunday, right, as a Tashlumin, but how can Tashlumin apply over here at all? We have a rule that you can't do a Tashlumin if during the Zman of the Iker Chiyuv you weren't able to fulfill that Chiyuv. If you were potter from that Chiyuv. If you were potter from the Chiyuv during the Zman of the Iker Chiyuv, so then there's no opportunity for Tashlumin. If you're not shayach to the mitzvah during the Iker Zman, so then you're not shayach to the Tashlumin either. If you're shayach to the Iker Chiyuv, so then you can be shayach to the Tashlumin. If you're not shayach in the Iker Chiyuv, it's not, you can't be shayach to the Tashlumin either. That's the famous Gemara in Chagiga that they quote. We know that a person has to bring Shalmi Chagiga on the Sholosh Regalim. You have to bring a Shalmi Chagiga in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's a Chigir, if he can't walk up to the Beis HaMikdash, then he doesn't bring, it's not Chayiv. It's not Chayiv to come. So what happens if Chigir Barishon v'nispashe b'sheni? Let's say the first day Yom Tov he was a Chigir, so he was potter from Shalmi Chagiga, then nispashe, somehow his leg got better. It got straightened. He was lame, and then it got straightened b'sheni. So the Gemara says that, well, that's a shayla. It's halom de sheshamam shabriske shayla in the Gemara Chagiga. What's the din? Does he have to bring the Shami Chagiga b'sheni or not? What's that tolian? The question is whether the rest of the days of Yom Tov are a tashlumin for Rishon, or they're part of the Iker Chiyuv. Do we say that all the days of Sukkot are part of the Iker Chiyuv? L'chadchila you should bring the Shami Chagiga the first day, but all the days of Yom Tov are part of the Chiyuv? Or do we say no? The first day is the Zman HaChiyuv, and the rest of the days are only a Tashlumin for the first day. If you say the rest of the days are only a Tashlumin, so then if he wasn't Shayach in the Ikar HaChiyuv, he can't be Shayach to the Tashlumin. But if it's all part of the Chiyuv, even if L'chadchila you should do it the first day, but now he's Shayach to the Chiyuv, let him do it now. So that's the mocker for this Yisod, that if you're Shayach to the Ikar, then you can be Shayach to the Tashlumin. If you're not Shayach to the Ikar, you can't be Shayach to the Tashlumin. Frag the Ramban, how can you, Bahag, say that if Tishuv is Chal on Sunday, either if it's Chal Yos B'Shabbos and it's Nidchet on Sunday, or it's Chal Me'ikar Adin on Sunday, that you make Havdalah Matzei Tishuv of. Why? Al Tashlumin, you make it Midin Tashlumin, even according to the Bahag, it's Midin Tashlumin. You're not a Poshea, okay, you're not a Poshea. Zolzayin, you're not a Poshea, but you weren't shy for the Iker Chiyuv. The Bahag never said the Iker Chiyuv is for the first 3 days. He said the Iker Chiyuv is for the first day, it's just normally if you don't make Havdalah the first day, we view you as a Poshea. But you're not shy to the Iker Chiyuv, then how can you be shy to the Tashlumin? Pile ployim, frak the Ramban. So comes the Rosh at the end of Simon Men. If you'll turn to the Rosh for a moment, the last Rosh, as we come, not the last, Mem Aleph is the last, right? But it's the last page, page 10, as we bring the Shirim to a close. The Rosh has a beautiful line here, beautiful Lom de Shavot. The end of Simon Men. He quotes the Gemara Chagiga. And he says, "Velo dami." I don't think it's the same. Velo dami kulei hai. The hasam gufei havedochui. The onein potter mikol hamitzvos. He's talking about onein, someone who's an onein matzah shabbat, an onein on Sunday. He didn't make havdalah. So now the question is, does he make havdalah later, or if he's an onein on matzah shabbat, and then Sunday he's not, does he make havdalah then? Right. It's a similar idea. So zokter rosh onein and chiger gufei havedochui. He's not shaykh. He's not shaykh. His guf is not shaykh. The gavr is not shaykh to the mitzvah. Hasam gufei havidochi. The onen potter mikol hamitzvos. The onen can't make havdalah. Let's say the kfura wasn't the whole Sunday. The relative passed away on Shabbos. You have a levaya on Sunday, and the kfura wasn't until Sunday night. So mamish, even if you hold that the ikka zman is all of Sunday, not just matzah Shabbos, it's a whole discussion of poskim. The ikka zman is matzah Shabbos or Sunday. Let's assume the ikka zman is taka Sunday. But the Kvura was afterwards. It was after Sunday. So he didn't have an opportunity to make Havdalah at all. The only despotim kol hamitzvos, he didn't have any opportunity. Can he make Havdalah afterwards? Shailin Poskim. So we talk a hold, he does. He does make Havdalah. Right? We hold that he should make Havdalah, I think. So Zok the Rosh, but the case of the Onein, he was potim kol hamitzvos v'domi l'chiger. Aval hocha gufei mechayiv. The difference is there, gufei dochui. His guf is dochui. According to those shitas that say that the onein, who's part of the Mikal Mitzvah, will not make up. It's a shayla. Maram Mirutenberg and Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosin. So according to those shittos who say that the onein doesn't make havdalah later, that's because his guf was dachui. His guf was dachui. He begavra wasn't shayach to this havdalah, to this mitzvah. So he's not shayach to the ikar. The gavra is not shayach to the ikar. So then he can't be shayach to the tashlumin either. Those who say that the onein after the kvura will make havdalah, that's because they hold that the zman of havdalah extends for 3 days. So if the zman havdalah extends, so now he's shayach to the chiyuv, he can make havdalah now. But those who say that the onein who wasn't shayach to the ikar chiyuv doesn't make havdalah later, that's because they hold it. It's a tashlumin. So he wasn't shayach to the ikar chiyuv, he's not going to be shayach later. I think we talk a paska that he does make havdalah later because we hold it's all one chiyuv. The chiyuv extends for 3 days. So even if he wasn't shayach at the beginning of the chiyuv, he's shayach at the end of the chiyuv. That's fine. But those who hold that the onin who couldn't make havdalah does make havdalah later, they hold that havdalah for the other 2 days of the week, for Monday and Tuesday, that's a tashlumin for the ikazman. He wasn't shayach in the ikazman. His guf was not shayach in the ikazman. So then he's not shayach in the tashlumin either. Just like a chiger, he wasn't shayach in the mitzvah of shamei chagiga in the ikazman. He's not shayach in the time later. Zok the Rosh, Havdalah by Tishba is totally different. Everyone is shayach to that chiyuv. We could make Havdalah. The mitzvah is shayach to us. It's just practically, we can't drink. It's not shayach to do it. The chiyuv is there. It's just practically, we're not shayach to it. That's not a problem. That's not a ma'akev. It's not a din in the gavra. If his guf is not dochoi, says the Rosh, that's not called being potter from the ikar chiyuv. You're chayiv in the ikar chiyuv. But practically, you can't actualize that ikar chiyuv. If that's the only problem, then even though you were incapable of being yotzei the chiyuv, you aren't potter from the chiyuv. You're chayiv in the chiyuv havdalah from the ikar zman, but you're just not shy of to be yotzei the chiyuv. If that's the only problem, it says the Rosh, we can understand why the Bahag says that you can make havdalah matzeh tisha b'av. Let's hope all of the halachas that we've learned together throughout June's month should not be lemaisa this year. You should have a Tisha B'Av. You should have the tainess of Tisha B'Av. The day of Tisha B'Av should be a Yom Tov this year. We shouldn't have to talk anymore about Avelis for Churban Beis HaMikdash. We should all be zocha to see the Binyan by Shlishi B'Mehera V'Yomeinu.
So the Avelis, normally we say is until the end of Yod.